Massachusetts authorities consulted with security experts and studied practices used by police in New York City and London to devise a security plan for July 4th. Springfield Police Sergeant John Delaney encourages people to attend the annual concert and fireworks show at the city's Riverfront Park. He said there is nothing that suggests any threat to the event.
We don't expect any problems downtown on the riverfront. We never do. It's always a great event.
Massachusetts State Police plan to have more officers in uniform, in plain clothes, and more video surveillance at Boston's 4th of July celebration on the Charles River Esplanade. The traditional music and fireworks show is typically attended by more than 500,000 people. Backpacks are banned this year, and spectators will have to pass through metal detectors. No such restrictions are in place for the Springfield event, according to Delaney.
It's a little different avenue that Boston PD and the state police are taking at that venue. In Springfield PD, we're not looking at it in that type, even though officers are always made aware to look out for suspicious people, suspicious packages. We have briefed our officers on that, but it's absolutely not on our radar.
Organizers of the Star-Spangled Springfield July 4th celebration expect a larger-than-usual crowd this year, perhaps up to 100,000 people, because of a free concert by the Commodores, the singers who had a string of hits on Motown records in the 70s and 80s. Accordingly, there will be a larger-than-usual police presence, primarily to deal with traffic.
The only factor that we have a problem with is when the concert's over, when the fireworks are over, getting the crowd out of downtown Springfield. So we have strategically set officers on different streets all throughout the downtown that stretch all the way up to Mason Square, Forest Park, and towards the north end to make sure that the traffic gets out safely.
The Memorial Bridge will close to all vehicular and pedestrian traffic for 24 hours starting at 11 p.m. July 3rd to allow for the fireworks to be set up. Other downtown streets and exit 7 from Interstate 91 will close at 7:30 p.m. on July 4th and reopen after the show ends. A number of communities have been forced to abandon fireworks displays in years past because of budget cuts. Sequestration has led to the cancellation of July 4th shows on a number of military bases this year. Judy Matt, the president of Spirit of Springfield, said the Springfield show, which her organization produces, has gone on each year since 1991.
You know, you have bad times and good times, but you have to continue these events because the people look forward to them. Some people don't have a lot to look forward to, and I think this lifts people's spirits. And when those fireworks go off, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Everybody's an American, and they all want to celebrate together.
Matt credited corporate sponsors such as Mass Mutual Financial Group, which made a $40,000 donation that covers the cost of the fireworks this year. MGM Resorts, which hopes to build a casino in Springfield, is sponsoring the performance by the Commodores. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.